Whether you play netball, rugby, football or soccer, The Athlete's Foot has the perfect fit for all sports for the whole family. With a huge range of the biggest brands including Asics, New Balance, Adidas, Mizuno and X-Blades. Find the perfect fit with The Athlete's Foot exclusive MyFit 3D technology.
Husey and Ed catch up.
Yeah, that's them standing right in front of me, ready to entertain you.
Yeah, I've got my publicist or our publicist, Callie, who's texting me what we said on Carrie and Tommy's show about
which bit of it?
How Carrie said I was getting too big for my boots after something had happened in the makeup room at Channel 10.
Ah, that's new information because I didn't know where it took place. But that full story will be revealed when we speak to Carrie and Tommy tomorrow, I believe.
And you are you're to blame for what happened.
Am I really to blame?
Absolutely, and I'll explain it tomorrow. And that's a ridiculous 24-hour tease, but we've done it there. Big show.
Yeah. Tons today.
We've got, so much is on.
Do you want to believe
we start work at 5 o'clock and I didn't have time to have a wee. I was in the toilet before and they came and said, gotta go.
I said that because our producer, Tones with an I, who is a female, not that I see gender, she was going to have to bust into the men's.
Yeah, right. No, and that wouldn't have been right.
No,
did the right.
Tones with an I, are you willing to bust in?
Yeah, of course.
Sash has done it before. No
a bust
doubt.
In.
You've been into the men's, haven't you?
A number of times.
Often when I'm, incapacitated, so to speak.
I don't want to think about it.
I don't know if incapacitated is the right phrase. Have you passed out on the toilet floor?
No, well, indisposed.
That's the one you're looking for.
Yeah, but you're right. Actually, on that subject, don't you want to have a crack at me about something? Isn't that like the...
Oh, that's right. Today I do. Thanks, mate. You're right. We start at 5 and I still didn't have time to...
look at the rundown.
You're an awful person because we're starting Lazy Town today with you because this is a disgusting thing.
We're going to come back.
We're going to come back. These are meetings we should have before we come on.
Yeah.
Before we come on
I'm not disgusting, all right?
You're the worst.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Husey, we have a problem. Was on Channel 10. Very funny as always.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You can watch a replay 8:30 Friday night if you missed last night or get it on 10 Play.
So many disturbing incidents, but I think the most disturbing one was something that we all knew. You are known around here, Jack, and Sash will attest to this, as a grubby hand merchant. The paws, your filthy paws are always filthy.
Well, you're
not a hand washer.
When you came up with that song, which we did play on
Gastro Man
on the feet.
Gastro Man, Husey is a Gastro Man.
That's humiliating. It's workplace bullying.
Got a good laugh on the show, though. I was happy with that. Got a good titter.
Yeah, but I mean, but laughter isn't always, a sign of humanity. It's often a sign of humiliation. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Well, it was amazing.
Came up with that.
Dude, congratulations. Clap him
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Clap him in with his filthy hands. Clap your filthy hands together.
I got a wake-up call last night.
You got a microbiologist, Dr. Nick Coleman. Dr. Nick Coleman was on, and he got you to do an experiment. This is what he
made me do a swab, two swabs, after I went toilies the other day.
Yes.
And one of them was before I'd washed my hands, and one was after I'd washed my hands.
That's right.
And you've taken those swabs back to your laboratory, and you've grown them.
Should we hear some of the results?
Can I just say, I did that that experiment here.
Yes, I know. I remember the day, and I remember you were having a swab. I didn't know what for, and now I know what it was for. It's even grosser.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the results?
If you do the calculations back to how many are on your hands, before hand washing, you had 320 million bacteria.
320 million?
Yeah.
On one hand. One wiping incident.
Yep, and about half of those were E. coli, so clear poo bacteria.
A wiping incident.
160 million E. coli's from one. That wiping incident, I don't know why I use that term.
It was awful.
Yeah, it wasn't an incident. It was just an experience. It was just a...
Well, it wasn't, though.
No, it wasn't.
It feels like it was an incident where it should have been an experience. It was all too brief.
No, it was all too brief and uneventful. Everyone would have the same experience. I'm no different than anyone else. I use paper like you do, I imagine. Do you not use paper? You're a clean snapper, are you? Where you just walk on. You're a hands-free man, are you? You're hands-free? Do you have a bidet?
When I'm...
No, you don't have a bidet, do you? Not Japanese, are you?
Well, you're mixing a lot of things here. when I'm poo jogging, I go free range. Yeah, only
leaves where you're jogging. You're jogging, no leaves. No. Treeless environment.
No, treeless environment.
There's trees everywhere, man. You could go over to a tree.
Not in the CBD, mate. I think you're fine where I go. CBD, yeah.
Well, you're not jogging far enough. Anyway. So, yes, no,
stop
that was
the lead.
a normal experience.
No, it wasn't.
It was so much so
that a professor, a man of science, a man who's taught to be... You've just wiped your face and given your own hands a look of shock when you've seen what's come off your own face.
No, my face is fine. I did that.
Do you know what?
You're making me paranoid.
You're the first person I've ever seen where I think I'm looking at you, I'm like, has he not shaved or is that E. coli whiskers?
No. Wait,
is that spots of E. coli or whiskers?
I shaved.
Have you got visible E. coli?
I shaved yesterday.
Sash, does that look like E. coli to you?
You can't see E. coli unless you're looking
through a microscope.
You can see it.
You've got a five o'clock shadow of E. coli.
We've all got E. coli. E. coli is everywhere.
No, it's not.
It's depending on how much is there. After I washed, I was down to like 5 million E. coli.
Which
is a fair reduction in E. coli. Wash your hands.
Here's what you were called by the microbiologist.
I think this is indicative of a general lack of hygiene in other areas of your life, and that's what's giving you gastro.
So you're saying that...
I'm saying you're an animal, Hughesy.
That was unprofessional.
That's big from a man of science. He was at the end of his tether.
He should not have gone for the cheap laugh there, Dr. Nick. You should have kept it professional and left the jokes to the comedians. Now, what are we saying here? I'm going to wash my hands more often, and my wife's happy about it. I've actually had a lesson. I've learnt something.
Wash your hands. You touch it with those hands.
I touch a lot of people, by the way. I'm a real hands-on sort of guy.
Sure are.
I'm a handshaker.
Hey, Jar.
No, I don't touch them. Nothing inappropriate, no more. And, you know, if someone doesn't want to high-five me, they don't get a high-five. But if they're up for it, I'm up for it.
Okay.
And I don't initiate. A lot of people initiate touching.
See, that is true. I've been on the street with you where people have initiated high-fives.
Yes.
Yep, because they think there's going to be money in the palm.
No, they're just happy to get involved because I'm a people person. But you...
You know, it's led to this.
What?
Welcome to Lacey Town, a place where you want to stay. Things are upside down here in Lacey Town. Adventure's just a moment.
13, 10, 60. We've opened the gates of Lazy Town, but it doesn't mean you're going to get in.
Typically, as a mayor, you'd be shaking out a lot of hands.
I am.
It's perfect that the mayor of Lazy Town
has 170 million E. coli's on the hand.
Yep.
So you shake my hand, you're going to get some of my E. coli.
You may as well rub the back end for him.
All right, 13, 10, 60. If you want to get into Lazy Town, get on the phone.
You've got to have an example of what makes you lazy, and you've got to tell us what that example is.
That's handy.
Well done, buddy.
Hughesy and Ed.
The gates are open.
Welcome to Lazy Town, a place where you want to stay. Things are upside down here in Lazy Town. Adventure's just a moment.
13, 10, 60. The only thing you need to get into Lazy Town is extremely lazy.
Like old Filth Hands. This is how Filth Hands Hughes was described on his own television program after it was discovered that he had more E. coli than hand on his hand.
I think this is indicative of a general lack of hygiene in other areas of your life, and that's what's giving you gastro.
So you're saying that...
I'm saying you're an animal, Hughesy.
No, it's a wake-up call. Even though I am the mayor of Lazy Town, I probably need to wash my hands more often and with soap.
Oh, my God.
Can I just say...
A soapless wash is a rinse. That's not a wash.
Can I say to the people of Australia, these days, next to most public basins, there's a soap dispenser.
Correct.
Where you can just press the button and the soap comes out and you can actually rub that between your hands.
When do you think that started?
That's new.
What are we thinking?
When do those soap dispensers
60s?
Come in?
60s?
No, no way.
You're insane.
Soap dispensers haven't been a thing for, I reckon, the last couple of years. Maybe 3 years.
My whole life, soap I'm 40 dispensers. Years old, I've never lived in a world without soap dispensing.
Soap dispensers at my school.
Maybe in England, but not in Australia. Soap dispensers, when did they become a thing, do you reckon? Anyone remember?
My whole life.
No,
Sasha's 21.
No, Sasha's in her early 40s and not your whole life.
You're mad.
Oh, Abby.
Don't make this a weird topic. But
Abby, how old are you?
20.
You can remember a time before soap dispensers, can't you?
No.
Yeah. Thanks, Abby.
Well, she's rung up because she wants to enter Lazy Town. She's not. She's too lazy to realise there's no soap dispensers.
She's too honest, is what she is.
All right, Abby, let's give us your credentials to get into Lazy Town.
Well, everyone was out the back, as in family, boyfriend and that. They were doing work out the back, shoveling sand, and I needed to go out the back to get something, but I got called over to help, so I hid in the port-a-loo until they didn't realise where I went, and then I ran back inside.
So you hid in a toilet so you can avoid sand shoveling duties, and the whole family was there.
Come on.
Yep.
You hid in a port-a-loo. So
yeah.
Did you stand or sit on the loo?
I just stood in there.
It's because she didn't help me out with the soap dispenser.
Oh, vengeance. And you can't be vengeful.
No, I'm going to be vengeful. We're into revenge.
In Lazy Town, how can you be bothered?
Because we're too lazy to not hold grudges.
Doesn't work. Okay.
Izzy, what do you got?
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, good, buddy.
I'm a courier driver, and we get paid by how many deliveries we do. And yep. I've been taking the slowest routes, so I don't have to turn or do anything like that.
And you make less money, but you don't care.
Yeah, I don't care, mate, just as long as I'm not doing too many turns and just nice and easy day, mate.
I'm sorry, but I'm sorry to step in here, but a courier driver who can't be bothered delivering, surely that is the essence of Lazy Town.
He can't even be bothered turning corners.
No, that's what I mean.
He can't be bothered pulling on his indicator. That's a lot. You've got to put your brake on. No, you've got to look for traffic coming the other way.
Yeah.
That's the sort of courier driver we want in Lazy Town.
Izzy's the Amazon. He's the Amazon and Uber.
That's why. Yeah. Bezos will employ him, wouldn't he? Nathan, or Bezos. What's Bezos doing? He's working on
Jeff Bezos, the inventor of Amazon, has committed $15 billion to solving climate change. And the easiest way for him to do that would be
shut down his company.
Yeah.
Nathan, what do you got?
Yes. Mate, I've got the boss who has the white coffee cup with his name on it, and in the 4 years I've been at the company, he has never washed it.
So he's never washed his own cup, so he'll just continue to put more coffee in there, but never clean off the...
We are developing penicillin, mate. There's a whole new world in that cup.
So you are putting your boss in. This is not even for you. This is nominating someone else, Nathan.
Yeah, chop him right under that bus, mate.
Does his boss...
Jeez, I need a picture of that cup, Nath. Could you get a picture of the cup?
Someone who hasn't washed a coffee cup for 4 years and continues to use it.
Come on, mate.
That boss is in.
Yeah, boss is in.
Gonna be. That boss is definitely in.
Do you want to know when soap dispensers were invented?
Invented, yeah.
1850. That's close. Come on.
1865.
I said 1850. That's amazing.
But when were they popularised? When did they come to Australia? Soap dispensers, publicly.
Right. If anyone works in the soap... No, I'm being serious here. If anyone works in the soap dispensing industry or has knowledge of the soap dispensing industry, you'll get straight through on the hotline on 131060 because it's clear that we've got questions.
I put it to you, though. I put it to everyone listening. Who can think of, remembers when the soap dispenser was installed near your basin, at your workplace? Can you remember a time before you had a soap dispenser? Or maybe someone who works somewhere where there is no soap dispenser, like a public place.
No, that person would be working at like Old Sydney Town or
I'd like put it to you right now that there's people in public places who don't have soap dispensers next to their basins. I put it to you. Put it to anyone.
You can put it anywhere you like, but it's still going to be wrong.
131060. If you can clear this up for us.
No soap dispenser where you are.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Husey made an interesting claim a few moments ago.
That soap dispensers at public wash basins are a relatively new thing.
Give me a time. You can't say relatively new. Like, the earth is relatively new. You know, you need to tell us what you mean by that. Give us some time. Don't back away from your time periods.
No, I can remember a time when they were never there.
But you don't wash your hands, so you don't see them.
My wife is texting, and she says, I can't remember a time before soap dispensers.
And she's, what, 20? She turned 20?
No, she just turned 40.
Okay.
Big 40.
All right, 40.
So, but I think she...
I'm the same age as your wife.
Maybe it's a country thing. Maybe I grew up in the country. I grew up in the country, mate.
True blue.
I grew up in a
what'd
simple...
What'd you wash your hands with? Don't say you've gone.
Sheep.
The sheep. They had dip.
did they?
Sheep had a dip. But
and after all the sheep had finished, would you just get a chance to jump in once a year?
Wash the sheep did.
Yeah, wash the soot from under your eyes.
No, I absolutely grew up in a house where we had a bath once a week and we all shared the same bath water. It's a true story. And here I am, you know. You can make it too. But, Michael, you remember, don't you, Michael? What do you remember?
Yeah, I worked for a chemical company 30 years ago and we used to sell heaps of dispensers and the liquid soap topping them up.
Thanks, brother. Good work,
you
Mick.
You sold them 30 years ago.
Well done, Mick.
Yeah. And yeah, we even had companies like American companies wanted to move in on the business and like they used to do the pre-packed ones, which sell to hospitals, councils.
Thanks, Mickey.
All the buildings and towns.
And it wasn't new, was it? It wasn't like the Wright brothers out in the field where people are going, what magic is this flying machine?
Selling them
this was mass-produced, wasn't it, Mickey? This was not new technology at that point.
No, it wasn't new at all.
Thank you.
You're selling them to rich people.
No, you were hospitals.
You were selling to rich people.
Hospitals. You're insane.
Hospitals for the surgery.
No.
Just before we're slicing legs off, let's just get some soap on that. So we don't get. Now, there's got to be someone on my side.
No. James. G'day, James.
G'day. How you going?
Yeah, good. This fool. You all what right? You tell saying? Us. Tell us about your life, James.
Yeah, sure. Look, I've been in the industry for about 20 years.
Yep.
What industry?
The soap dispensing industry.
Yeah. So we sell Kimberly Clark and Deb dispensers.
The good ones.
And soap.
Yep.
So we've been selling, I think cartridge systems have been around for about 25 years. And before that, it was what they call bulk fill, where you got a 20-litre
bulk
fill. 25 years.
No, bulk fill. James, bulk fill.
25 years.
What happened on the bulk fills?
Bulk fill, I'm in my mid-40s. I remember the kid going to McDonald's and they had the dispensers.
Yeah, that's 40 years already, isn't it, Jimmy? That's 40 years.
I grew up in a town without a McDonald's. You got to remember that.
Give it to him.
We used to have to drive 2 hours to get McDonald's. Someone was going, we'd go, can you get one for me? We had microwaves, so they'd
Hang on, wait a second.
Get them at McDonald's and bring it back. 4-hour round trip for a cheeseburger.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
And when you say someone was going, is it one person in the town and they'd have to go to everyone's house and collect their order? Look, what in the early version of Uber Eats?
I think we've got someone on my time here. Jesse, what would you like to say to these people who think they're better than the average man? Jesse?
Well, we have soap bars in our office building.
Soap
we
bars.
Don't use soap dispensers, not even pump soap.
No pump here.
Where?
Well, I'm a nurse, so it's a little bit different for us to not have that. But, only soap bars. It's in an old office building. I'm not going to give up my company, but... there's soap bars and there's no dispensers anywhere in this building.
Absolutely no dispensers in a building, a modern building. That's a company that is turning a profit, Jesse.
It's an old building, yes.
It's an old building.
Hang on, it's an old building, isn't it, Jesse?
Yes, it is. An older building.
Yeah, they won't let you screw the dispensers to the walls, will they, Jesse? Because it's heritage listed. Because you're working in Downton Abbey.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but no, there's none there at all.
Thank you, Jesse. We've established that.
Thank you, Jesse.
It is out there. So if you haven't got a soap dispenser, don't feel bad.
Oh,
Husey and Ed.
It certainly is, all thanks to our mates at The Athlete's Foot. Whether you play netball, rugby, football or soccer, The Athlete's Foot has a fit for all sports for the whole family. TheAthletesFoot.com.au.
Get in there and get your feet sorted out by The Athlete's Foot.
My Fit 3D. See the whole foot, how you need your shoe to fit.
Now,
when we come back,
what you've done.
You've broken the internet. What do you want from me? Do you want help or not? Because you've broken the internet overnight, Kim Kardashian style. And today, we've taken it next level. We've taken it to the street.
Yeah, what I saw outside, I was shocked. I was confronted by myself and thought, how did that happen? And then I turn around and
It was only 50 foot high. I don't know what your problem is.
You're like some sort of Machiavellian, is that something? What's that?
Machiavellian.
Yeah.
The Florentine prince who was very good at manipulating things behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's what happened.
There we go. That's what you do. That's what you want in your radio, a bit of Machiavelli chat.
You explain it to Australia when we get back what you did.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant that reference. It's going to take a while.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. It's Husey and Ed.
For the weekend. Great tune. Blinding Lights.
Don't you? We all love that.
Husey and Ed.
Fired up.
It's a banger, isn't it?
It's a G-banger? Is that a segue? Is it a G-banger?
No, I don't. I haven't only started using the term G-banger yesterday, I think.
Since you started wearing them.
Let me see that song.
Don't Let Me See It, but it's too late now.
Is that the thong song?
Yeah, of course it is.
Is that the thong song?
What do you mean, is that the thong song? What other song do you think this is?
I've always heard the term the thong song, but I never knew what it was, and that's it. That's the thong song.
Well, let's hear it again and see if you can pick why it's called.
See, now I know you're saying they're saying thong there. That thong for thong, thong, thong.
What did you think they were saying?
Let Me See It's On or something. I did not know that word was thong. I've never focused on that song. I knew that it was a thong song.
Sung by?
No idea.
Cisco.
Cisco.
S-I-S.
We're not talking about the computer systems, are we?
Not at this point. Computers crashed everywhere, though, when the image of you in your G-string in a hotel went viral. Booyah, for number one trending story on every news site in the country. Can I with just, you and the Instagram model.
I had to explain
having an arse off.
I had to explain it to people earlier as to why. Just only quickly do it. It came about because we had an Instagram model on the TV right. show. Here's We Have a Problem. I wanted to show support. I bought a thong bikini type bottom at an airport, and I tried it on in a hotel on my own, took some photos in the mirror looking for a tasteful one, couldn't find a tasteful one. Mm-hmm. And so those photos stayed on my phone, and then our web guy discovered them accidentally, and now they're all over the internet. That's not my doing. They were meant to be buried, those photos.
What is your doing? This promo that was on television.
How do you get the perfect bus?
I'm also very proud of my butt. But squats help, don't they?
They do.
So go down?
Yep, I'll go with you. Ready? Yep.
Oh, gee. Looks like Husey has a problem. After
so I couldn't see, I couldn't find a good photo, so I thought I'd wear the thong on TV and split my pants, and that's the way I'd get it out.
Oh.
No, I didn't. It didn't come out either.
And you were talking
about,
out?
You were talking about my nuggets yesterday.
I think you brought it up.
No, you said nuggets. Okay. I never said nuggets.
Okay.
And my nuggets were not visible, by the way, and people got
angry. Is that
this
week?
No, that's not happening.
People wanted to see them?
No, they didn't. They thought they'd seen them. And I don't know what they saw, but it wasn't much.
Wow.
They weren't visible.
You should get that checked out. Okay. So you come to work today and you can see this video. It's up at HuseyandEd.org.
And Husey and Ed on Instagram.
Oh, Instagram.
No, just Husey and Ed on Instagram.
Yes.
Or other sites. Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, yeah.
We go down
Twitter. Have we got a Snapchat? Husey and Ed. What?
Oh, Siri. She's so red hot. No, well, none of us do.
She's so random. Isn't she random?
Yours is the most red hot. Your Siri's the most red hot I've ever seen.
Yeah. Now, so what you do.
We went downstairs to get some lunch. And
Tex-Mex.
Yep.
Yeah. They're not a sponsor.
No,
as far as I know.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, we paid. That's where we were. We did pay. I paid, actually.
No, you didn't, because I didn't want to tell you this, but you paid for yours, and then I went to take mine, and he physically put his hand on it and said, no, you have to pay.
I hadn't he put them both on the same bill?
No.
Well, I did not know that.
Yeah.
And I went to pay and thought I'd paid, and I walked away, and then you said you haven't paid.
Yeah, because all you do now is wave your watch in the general direction. Like, mate, that's the Coke fridge. I don't think you can pay waving your watch at it. Maybe come back again, yeah?
I thought I had paid. Yeah.
Look up.
I looked up outside.
And this is what happened.
I just thought I saw something. Oh, my God.
Really? Is that where we're at?
Yep.
Is that where we're at?
You wanted advertising. You wanted marketing.
Yeah.
We got it.
You know, when you said, look up, or you told me, I'd already seen it. I'd seen it before you even turned up. I was admiring it. I was seeing myself in my G-banger on this massive billboard. And thought the company, God, they're front-footing this. They're really proactive. I admired what they'd done.
Really?
Yeah, I was happy about it. I thought, we are moving. You know, that's going to get...
Sash and I, because I ran out yesterday, Sash, didn't I, with the photo, and what did I say?
He said, let's get it up on a billboard.
Yeah. And then I thought I was being clever, like it was a prank, but you were rapt.
Yeah, I was happy with it. I thought it looked good. And I was annoyed that you actually...
Yeah.
Why did you...
We had to... Hang on. Why did we have to pixelate his bottom cheek, Sash?
Oh, the people who own the billboard, they weren't happy with a
What's
naked bottom on it.
What's it? It's not... Well, naked bottoms aren't allowed on billboards? Since when?
Might cause an accident or offend someone.
But we had to... What? So can people go to the beach and wear G-bangers? Yes, they can. Are they getting banned? No, they're not. No one would have been offended by it. Well, they shouldn't be. If they are, they need to look inside themselves.
Yeah, body shamers.
Yeah, well,
speaking of body shamers, I started asking the public what they thought. This young man was pretty keen.
What do you think, Mantu? Tell me, what do you think?
What do you see?
How do you feel?
I see too much of you, Husey.
Well, how do you feel when you see it?
Out of 10, how do you feel?
I feel about an 8.
Yeah!
About an 8 for Husey.
An 8 out of 10.
If it wasn't pixelated?
You're on a high.
I was on a high.
Until a lady walked past and you demanded she look at your buns. Yeah,
I was on a roll.
No, you were drunk with power and this happened.
How does it make you feel?
Does it make you feel
happy, sad or indifferent?
Sad.
What are you talking about?
She shouldn't have felt sad. I don't know why maybe she was sad because she knew that she couldn't have it. And that's why she felt sad. She was like, you know, if at different times that'd have been different, yeah. We want what we can't have.
What about this bloke?
Can I talk to you for a second?
You can.
Do you recognise me?
I do.
Have you ever noticed me on a billboard?
You're going to show me one.
I am. In a minute, you're going to notice me on a billboard.
What
do you see?
Very revealing.
Can you describe what you see there?
You've got a cute ass, brother.
I've got a cute ass. Shut up. He said I've got a cute ass.
That horn was really annoying me, mate.
Well, honk if you're...
honk if you're horny.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
I've got to treat carefully, so not too many questions, all right?
Yep.
Old mate of mine has broken up with his wife.
Yes.
And through the course of talking about it, you're not sure what angle to take of, are you happy about it? You start with condolences and then you see, you know, they sort of let you in on a bit more about the relationship. And he said something that I wasn't... No laughing. He said something that I wasn't expecting. I said, is it amicable? And he said, well, it's tense, but amicable, but it's okay. I reckon she's hated me from probably about 8 years now.
Right.
Now, they've been together 12 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So it means 4 years of, and I said, but that means they stayed together for 8 years while she hated him. 8 hateful together years.
Begs the question.
13, 10, 60.
How long did you stay together while being unhappy? How many unhappy years together?
Oh, no.
It's interesting to see.
I'm fascinated to hear because I was like,
maybe you're still in the middle of it. Maybe you're on a 15 to 20 year streak of unhappiness.
13.
A streak.
And you're turning up every day.
Yeah, showing up.
Yeah.
All right, 13, 10, 60. How long did you hate someone and stay with them?
Well, just unhappy. How long did you stay together unhappy? How many years?
You're listening to Husey and Ed.
13, 10, 60. I hate you so much right now. I hate you so much right now. How long did you stay with someone unhappy?
Well, unhappy. I think most people, when they break up, they think, hang on, why? Why do we stay together so long?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what? We knew that it was...
Not right.
Not right, but we just kept at it.
Yes.
Sometimes for years, sometimes decades.
Decades. We might hear that. We might hear some decades.
Well, I mean, we're not here to judge. We're here to say that we often go through the same experiences. Cheryl, how many years unhappy do you think?
17 out of 22.
Yeah, it's too many, isn't it?
Yeah. Way too many.
Was it the last 17 years or was there happy years in between the 22?
No. All. It was shit. I hated him. Woo, did I hate him? Woo, hated him.
But you just didn't break up though, did you?
No, convenience.
Yeah.
Yeah, convenience.
It's like when you stay with a bank, you know? You want to break up with the bank.
You know what?
But you can't be bothered.
Do you know what? That's top of my list. I'm changing banks and that's it. Cheryl has inspired me.
Can you do it? If you do it, yeah. If it works for
do
you.
It. Yeah, do it.
Do you know what, Cheryl? I'm about to get his internet banking password here. We're all going to be rich. Yeah, no worries, man. I'm happy to.
So did you eventually break it up, Cheryl, or did he break it up, or did one of you pass away? Not you, obviously.
He's still breathing. Yeah.
So did you break it up in the end, or did he break it up?
I did. I had to move on. I thought, this is ridiculous, getting too old for this. Yeah. See you later.
How are you going now, Cheryl?
Oh, happy days, my God.
You're good on him, mate.
Absolutely. Life's sensational.
Do you ever talk to him?
You're joking, aren't you?
He often is. Fair play, Cheryl. So 22 years, hated him for 17.
Yeah, well,
that's a fair amount.
She may win, but we can go for less than that. We're going to have to, I think. So, all right, who we got here? Let's put someone on. Let's just go for it. We put someone on or not? We can't put anyone on. Why not? Why can't we put someone on? What, are they still, can't be that, are they that bitter?
Is it Kate? Is Kate on the phone?
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. Husey and Ed.
If you're just joining us, welcome. You've missed some of the show, but don't panic because you can podcast at any time you like by just downloading that Hit app.
Yeah, my wife loves the podcast. My wife said to me the other day, she said, why do you keep saying I love the podcast like no one else listens to the podcast?
Because it's a ringing endorsement. If I said to you this one...
I'm sure other people that are not related to me love the podcast.
Look, I'm sure you've got a number of non-relatives getting involved. If Husey, I said to you the comment was, I think I have to throw up. Then there was another comment saying, I'm not going to lie, pretty messed up seeing this, and I can stomach some pretty bad videos. You know, if I told you that, what photograph would it be referring to?
It would be referring to the photograph of me in a G-banger. But also that you would be cherry-picking bad comments when there's a sea of positivity surrounding them.
Okay, you know? Well, here's one from Alice Wells.
What's Alice?
And Alice in Wellness.
Yep.
Who said, vegan dad bod, you.
Yeah, I was a good... Word,
no, the U is a U. Is, that's a positive U, yeah? Mm. Oh, like it's Sharkers. U.
How do you spell that? Y-E-O-W?
Y-E series of W's.
Yeah, so that's good. Yep. U.
You are so funny. Where would we be without you?
Well, I don't know.
That's almost a compliment.
When it's a photo of my near naked body.
Yeah,
I don't really want humour to be involved.
No, you don't, do you?
But there was some people. What about the yummy one?
Yummy.
Seamast 1998 just said yummy. Their profile picture is just like an abandoned highway, so I'm not sure what they're into.
But 98, so they're...
What about the young... What about
they're
the young...
20, 22.
Yeah. Do you want the young... Oh, no, don't start
22,
that.
You know that's my...
Yeah, sweet spot. The young nudists of Australia...
I met my wife when she was 22, that's just...
Your next wife, too.
No.
So the young nudists of Australia, they've said...
What have they said?
This is their official account, the young nudists of Australia.
Yeah.
Breaking the boundaries and embracing the feels. We see you, Husey. With the peach emoji. That's a good one, isn't it?
All I want to do is be seen.
Well, you
sick
have
of being invisible. Like you turn 40 as a man and no one sees you anymore.
Well, he now sees you.
No one sees me. I'm like at a bus stop. No one can see me. Bus stop. Here I am. You know?
Well, where the G? Crack the G on
will
those. Someone
on the
will stop.
Will
the police
will get
stop?
On a bus in the G? I'm not getting on a
you
bus.
You can get on a bus.
Nah, it's not happening.
Planes, trains and automobiles in the G.
Not happening. When we come back, a massive superstar has had urine thrown at them.
Yep.
Yeah,
the only way to describe it.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Black OPs, I got a feeling. Husey and Ed for the drive home.
There's your attitude for a Tuesday night, isn't it? Tonight's going to be a good night. Take that into every night.
Yeah, man.
Even a Monday night or a Sunday night.
Especially Monday night. Husey, we have a problems on.
Yeah, good
point. What could possibly go wrong? Get involved.
Repeated Friday night, 8:30.
Two good nights already.
Graham Norton.
So just speaking of Graham Norton... Justin Timberlake's gone on the Graham Norton, like we planned it. Graham Norton's gone on the Graham Norton show.
Graham Norton went on the Graham Norton show. That's good.
Shut up.
Good to have Graham Norton on the show.
I don't have to. I mean, I do have to be here, but there's no need for that. That's childish.
You said it, mate.
Yeah, but that you didn't have to pick up on it. It's childish.
Yeah, but people were thinking it. Now, JT, our man, is he still with his wife? What happened there?
He got away with that one.
It was handsies.
Yeah,
bit of handsies on
bit of a handy under table.
With the co-star.
Yeah, with the co-star.
From the movie.
And he's gone the old poor judgment. And, she's apples.
She's holding the line. She might, in 20 years' time, do a phone topic where, you know, who stayed with someone unhappily for 20 years, and there she is.
There she JT's is.
JT's wife.
I've got Jennifer Garner on the line, Jen.
No, that's not laugh.
No, let's not laugh at that. Let's laugh at this. Because he was talking about a SARS recovery concert in 2003. Remember SARS?
Yeah, SARS was a big thing back in the day. Not as big as coronavirus, I reckon. Well, maybe it was.
Oh, no. SARS.
Was SARS as big as coronavirus?
SARS was bigger than...
I can't remember. I mean, fade. I mean, time heals.
So swine flu was big. Like
nothing,
that was like Pokemon.
I feel like coronavirus is bigger than all of them. Not as big as the Black Plague or
that's true,
the bubonic plague.
Not
back
a lot
in the
of
day.
Social media back when the Black Plague was doing its thing.
What about
thing?
The Spanish flu that killed half the world, didn't it, back in the day?
Yeah.
The Spanish flu or one of those flus?
I think that's it was
when
the
they
Spanish
used to
flu.
Really do the job properly.
The job?
No, well, that was obviously.
I know what you meant. we're all thinking it. There was a benefit concert. I got you out of it. Don't worry about it. The benefit concert in 2003 for SARS was in Toronto, Canada. It had acts like The Who, Rush.
The Who.
Yeah, The Who. What did I say?
Is it The Who or is it is The Who?
Yeah, The Who.
It's The Who. What did you think they're called?
Just Who.
Well, no, it's
but
actually...
Who is the World Health Organization?
Yeah, yeah. Guess what it's written on my sheet
full
as?
Full circle, isn't it?
How do you know a millennial wrote your sheet? It on my
What's
sheet...
What's it say?
The band is called The Guess Who. What?
The nope. Guess Who?
That's a board game.
The Guess Who?
Guess Who, not The Guess Who. Guess Who was a board game.
It's tough going. It's tough going, these sheets. All right. AC/DC were also on the bill.
Akadaka.
Thank you.
Love them.
And Queen? No, the other ones. Rolling Stones. And JT's going out there to perform.
With who?
Himself, you idiot.
No, no. Isn't he? No, he's performed
With the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, well, that's the story.
Sorry.
Had he performed on his own, he wouldn't have had urine thrown at him.
Well, do you want to hear the story or not? Take it away, JT.
But I just remember saying to the band before we went on stage, I don't think this is going to go well. Came on stage, and all of a sudden, bottles of urine were then thrown on the stage. Oh. It wasn't always good times for me, you guys.
Yeah, so...
Have you ever had that happen?
Bottles of urine thrown at me? No. Yeah. I mean, it's... No, I don't believe so. No. But how did you know they were urine? I suppose you'd know they were urine.
I reckon if I chucked a bottle of urine at you right now, you'd have a fair idea.
It's an aggressive act, isn't it?
It's an enormously aggressive act.
There should be more toilets at those events, and then people wouldn't have bottles of urine to throw.
No, they seen JT's here. Ugh. Give me that Powerade bottle.
Are they throwing urine because they're such big fans of the Rolling Stones? They're like, he shouldn't be on the same stage.
Where's Mick?
So I'm going to whiz in a bottle.
Yes.
In 2003?
Yes. Oh, people do that now. People would have done that today.
But people, fans of the Rolling Stones who...
Oh, no. Well, they're incontinent, fans of the Rolling Stones. I don't know when they're going.
We do have an update on the band, The Who. It wasn't The Who, actually. It was The Guess Who that were performing.
Is that a new band? No, it was a band from back in the day. Old. The Why Guess
oh,
Who.
Look, producers are
Is
now
there a
chiming
band called
in
the Guess Who?
Unasked. Give us one of their songs. Why are they on the sheet?
Who's American Woman?
That's
laughing.
Not one of theirs.
American eyes. Woman? Is the band The Guess Who from... The American Woman.
The Guess Who, it's in my system, isn't it?
The American Woman.
Let me hear it.
American. You know the song, American Woman.
There you go.
Well, not when you shout it at me.
Oh, well, it's this American Woman.
Is that one?
Is that
The
Guess Who?
The
Guess Who, yeah.
Well,
you know what? I stand correct. You can chuck some urine at me if you want.
Right.
Well done.
Get the bottle out. We'll all do it.
It's the Hughie and Ed catch-up.
Lewis Capaldi. Yep, that's the song. It's Hughie and Ed driving you home.
It makes you proud, doesn't it, as an Englishman?
I love Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah, but
he's Scottish. But
yeah, I was going to say, he's Scottish.
Yeah, he's
so that's not close enough.
It is.
No, mate. Not for much longer.
Hey, United Kingdom.
Not for much longer.
No, they'll stick.
No,
they'll stick fat.
I don't think they will. No, Scots are out, buddy.
Scots aren't happy, but
they're out,
they'll
mate.
They'll be right, mate. Come on. Where are they going to go and hang out with Spain?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Scotland,
I think they'll stay. I hope they stay in the United Kingdom.
There you go. Heard it here first.
And I hope Northern Ireland moves back and goes with Ireland. Come on.
I agree, but...
It's one island.
Like, oh,
can't we put our religions to one side and just enjoy our Irishness?
No.
I think I can say that.
I don't think you can. You biggies are a falafel fan, yeah? You big Israel guy. We're on a roll. We're on a roll. Let's keep it rolling.
Just put
Palestine, Israel, same joint, yeah?
Secular.
Palestine, Israel, same joint.
I'm not going down that track.
Oh, we're here now. I'll get you out of this. So, real high wire act for me today. Someone I know went to a wedding recently. And one person managed to ruin it for everyone. A guest. A fellow guest.
How? What'd they do? They get too drunk?
Yes. Tick. That's one.
Yes.
But the signs were there early on. Because the... guy who told me this story said, yeah, mate, there was this one
relative.
Who got way too sourced, interrupting in the speeches. Just
tell the story, mate.
And also had on a comedy outfit. Everyone was in a suit.
Can't do it.
And this person rocked up in like a really loud, what could only be described as like a Hawaiian.
Look at me.
Yep. with also a novelty hat.
Yeah, you know, it should have been knocked back at the door.
That he...
It should have been, a doorman going, not hat. Tonight, mate, not in that hat.
What? No, he put that. He had concealed the novelty hat and put it on for speeches and dancing.
It's not...
In every photograph...
Was it a fancy dress wedding?
No, it was a beautiful, classy venue. I think he was doing it to be like... I think he was taking the piss out of the whole thing.
It's like you on Dancing with the Stars, isn't it?
No, because I'm serious about my dancing.
It's like you on Dancing with the Stars.
Can you not do that, please? I am.
People
I am.
Are just trying to dance their hearts out, and there's bloody...
What have I done wrong? All I've done is committed myself to dance. I bled for dance. Look at my knees. I bled for dance. Where was I at 9 o'clock this morning?
Well, I hope you're on the dance floor.
I left the casino and I was at dance training.
So until, you should have been, mate, because you got a lot of ground to make up. Because you had your dance partner in yesterday, and we know that she needs you to step up on the dance floor, and I'll be voting for you. What's the number?
1995 1010. Just
you know,
text
Ed. I haven't voted this week. I should probably start. Sash, you know we got that burner phone?
Yes.
I've said...
I need you to crank it up.
No,
let's start the sweatshop now.
Now, and we have got to... You know what? We had a meeting with our boss earlier today who said... She said, whatever budget you need... It's there.
Actually, I need 10.
You remember?
Yeah, I do.
We should have brought
Actually,
it up.
I should have brought it up.
We need 20 grand.
Gosh, I need 20 Gs.
For Ed Cavalier's voting.
I need 20 Gs in voting cash.
It's legal, isn't it?
Of course it is.
You're allowed to do that, aren't you?
You can do whatever you want.
You can use any private funds.
Yes.
To vote.
Yes.
In Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
You know what I need to work out, though? Does it actually matter? Do they actually count the votes?
Look, I wouldn't have thought so.
Do they count the votes?
I wouldn't have thought
so. You know what? We need an expose on whether they count the votes in Dancing with the Stars. Because it was either you or the most hated man in Australia
who said that a lot. You've said that a lot. It does. Essentially, I am now the second most hated man in Australia. And I'll be honest, that was a wake-up call for me. It's a genuine wake-up call. Well, I was standing next to the most hated man in Australia in something called the bottom two, and people were deciding, it was a genuine decision whether it was me or him. I thought, where are you at? Where are you at, Cavalier?
How's it gone?
How's it gone for you?
But it's not fair. And I probably, if I had been there, I probably would have been gone first. I would have gone. It would have been me. You know, Mr. Popular on the street.
Here it is, Mr. Popular. How long did that take? Mr. Popular's back. Get us out of here, Jack. Okay. You'll fall over. Right.
We'll come back soon. See you soon. Drive you home.
Mr. Popular.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. It's Husey and Ed.
Now, I just want to give a big shout-out to a legend of world music, this man. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor. Feeling like a little. If you don't know, you should be ashamed of yourself. That is Elton John, who has been standing and sitting at a piano for, 50 years? He's been doing his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour.
Farewell? Is he stopping?
Yeah, this is a farewell to the world.
Oh, good.
He's not going to tour anymore after this tour. Well, that's what he says. That's why people are buying the tickets. They would anyway.
That's clever.
They would anyway.
Smart from him.
We know John Farnham actually has... He needs to crank up. John Farnham needs to go big
again. Can I tell
you,
when I watched a bit of the firefight concert...
With Olivia Newton-John?
And I thought to myself, dude, don't stop. He was so good.
Was he?
I was killing
it. I stopped. I didn't watch it. I feel terrible because I saw the Hilltop Hoods, as you know, my favourites.
God.
And I didn't see John Farnham and Olivia Newton-John. Were they wonderful?
His singing is unbelievable. Her singing is good.
Yeah, but she hasn't performed for two years.
I'm just saying that his singing is unbelievable and her singing is good.
Yeah, I don't like the way he said that.
Olivia Newton-John is a good singer.
She's a national treasure.
I didn't say she wasn't.
An international treasure.
I didn't say she wasn't. No, national. I didn't say she wasn't.
No, international. She's an international treasure. You say the name Olivia Newton-John in America, people know who you're talking about.
Let's call America.
They will know ONJ. Okay.
Sash, call random America, please.
Yes, do that. Call someone in America. Find a time zone.
That's with us. Probably not the West Coast.
What coast would be up? What is the time
out.
In America?
We're doing random call America, Olivia Newton-John. That's what we're doing.
We're doing it. Off air or on air?
On.
Have you heard the name Olivia Newton-John? Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
What time is it in America? Can someone tell me, one of the producers?
It's...
2:30 in the morning, call a nightclub.
In call, LA, it's 11:30.
Call LA. LA. Call a bar in LA. Yeah,
call or like a burger joint.
Or a 7-Eleven.
Cantor's Deli. They're 24 hours, I think. Cantor's Deli.
Yep.
Yep, there's no entourage there.
We're going to ring someone.
You are dead. There is no chance in the world that someone, a random American, is going to know straight off the bat Olivia Newton-John.
Cash bet.
Have you heard the name Olivia Newton-John?
Right.
Does that sound familiar to you?
Okay.
Do you think there's someone famous called...
No, last one, no way. Do you think there's someone famous called...
Have you heard
no
the
way.
Name yes. Olivia Newton-John?
Yes.
I'm confident.
Well, all right. Well, can we do 13, 10, 60? Whose side do you want in this bet?
Yep, absolutely. Whose
side do you want in this bet? This is where... What am I allowed to give away, Jackie?
$150 voucher to Athlete's Foot.
Yeah, just not on my sheet today, which normally means
I'm
not allowed.
We're doing it. $150 to Athlete's Foot,
okay.
Who are our sponsor. They're our show sponsor.
Great.
They can stump up for
they
a can, voucher.
And they will. They're great people.
Athlete's Foot.
It's not their fault, mate. Okay, they're great people.
13, 10, 60. Will, whose side are you on?
Yeah, whose side are you on? Will the random American know who Olivia Newton-John is?
Come
this
on.
This is big. Jesus is big.
This is from Greece, you know, with John Travolta.
It was a while ago.
From Xanadu. Xanadu. Come on. Someone's going to be on my side here, by the way.
Well, should we come back with it?
Well, in the meantime, did you want to say anything about Elton John? You just sort of
skipped
that.
No. Well, I hope that Elton John recovers because he had pneumonia, walking pneumonia, it's been called. He's had walking pneumonia and he was assisted off stage. He walked off stage with his pneumonia. And he's hoping to be able to continue his concerts. He's delayed tonight's Auckland concert till tomorrow, so hopefully that's an extra day. He can get over it, and he can get back to doing what he does best. He's got 7 performances left in Australia. 7.
Yeah. You're suggesting he's faking?
I'm not saying. Oh, he's a trooper, mate.
Okay.
But he probably needs to look at what he's died or something. I don't know what's going on with him. But
all right, we'll be going
will
back,
people then. Know Olivia Newton-John
a
in America?
American.
Come on!
Hughesy and Ed.
This bet was made minutes ago.
You say the name Olivia Newton-John in America, people know who you're talking about.
Let's call America. There is no chance in the world that someone, a random American, is going to know straight off the bat Olivia Newton-John.
So we've got the bet. It's a $150 voucher for the Athlete's Foot.
Yep.
Now, before that conversation happened, took issue with me saying that Olivia Newton-John was an international treasure.
Exactly.
You said she's a national treasure.
I did. I love Olivia Newton-John, but that's her proper title.
You said that John Farnham sang brilliant and then Olivia Newton-John.
Incredible singer, and then Olivia Newton-John is a good singer.
Both gave their time at the...
I didn't say any of that. She's an absolute national hero. Everybody loves her.
Benefit. Nice.
I'm dancing with her daughter and Dancing with the Stars.
Exactly.
And she's a wonderful person.
Chloe is a brilliant dancer.
Professional.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Sarah, you want the $150, don't you?
I'd love the $150, thanks. Voucher anyway, yeah.
We've got to go straight to the...
Well, we do, absolutely.
Right. We're joined now.
Hello. Yeah, we're joined live from by Sean from In-N-Out Burger in Los Angeles. Sean, you're on an Australian radio show called Hughesy and Ed. Welcome to the show.
Oh, cool. Hey, thanks for having me. What's going on?
It's a big question.
We have a question for you, Sean. We have a question.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to let Ed ask the question,
okay.
Who has worked in America, so have I. But Ed, you ask the question to Sean.
Okay. Sean.
Right.
From In-N-Out Burger in Los Angeles, live on the radio.
Yes, sir.
Do you know who Olivia Newton-John is?
Well, hang on. Before you answer that, have you heard the name Olivia Newton-John before in your life?
I want to say yes, but if you asked me for a song, I wouldn't be able to tell
you. No, you don't need a song.
No, okay.
Have you heard the name Olivia Newton-John? Is there some... inkling of familiarity when I say Olivia Newton-John?
Yes.
Yeah! International treasure!
Sean, if I said the name Dave Hughes, would you know who I was talking about?
Dave Hughes. It doesn't ring a bell, but it does sound familiar.
Yeah! International treasure!
Thank you, Sean. Well played, buddy.
Anthony, you had faith in Olivia Newton-John, didn't you?
100%, mate. Have faith in you, Husey.
Ah, there you go.
It's Husey in there.
Fair enough.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Time for text trauma.
This is relationship number 456. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
Today we have Cara and Rob, and they were in an R-ship, which is a relationship. I just said R-ship, I don't know why.
I like it.
For 4 years.
Is there corona on that R-ship?
Cara broke things off with Rob because he had a few issues, in inverted commas, but Rob wouldn't let go. And I'm going to be playing Cara.
And I shall be eschewing the role of Rob.
La 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 la, red leather, yellow leather.
You're the one who wants to keep this alive.
What? You messaged me? What are you talking about?
It's so simple. If you finally want to make this work, you have to sign the prenuptial agreement I have for you. Run for the hills if you want. But if you want to marry me, you have to do this.
What the actual? I have more money than you. You know I studied contract law. Can't talk right now. I'll talk to you later.
Off, liar. You've always sized me up for my financial stability. You're more vicious than my mother. So, preed up, your choice. Only a gold digger would say no. I've worked you out, princess. Laughing emoji. Are we still going to reconcile?
Go have another drink.
You.
Right, because I deserve that.
You can't handle the truth.
What truth? Seriously, what's your problem?
You dumped me.
I had reasons for that.
You. Go find some other chump. All I need is a...
Okay, stop talking to me. Simple.
Here it is. Like Kanye West said, you're a gold digger. It's called a prenuptial agreement. Are you interested in signing it? Sounds like you were going to drag me through the courts, you snake.
Where is all this coming from? I stuck by you through everything, through all the shitty treatment. I didn't care about the money or your past. And this is how you treat me? You're the... Go find someone who'll put up with the mistreatment and the name-calling. You are worse than your parents.
Vicious.
Forget I exist.
Oi, talk to me. I feel sick. Can you call me, please? Can you call me? Call me, please.
And scene.
Oh, I feel like that could
and
have
you're been, back in the room.
Could have been my finest performance, I think.
I was in that. I was
Cara, did you think
that.
did I know the voice wouldn't be the same, but Cara, did I capture your emotion?
Yeah, you did a great job.
Thank you.
And how was I as Rob?
Did you take you back?
Well, stellar appointment.
Did he take you back to those times with that maniac who wanted you to sign a prenup?
Oh, look, he took me back to the time I didn't want to go.
No. He went there easily.
Yeah, very. Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, though, you did well. You got out. How can you be a gold digger if you've got more money than him, Cara?
That's a good question.
Was that all a joke from him, and he was just trying to, you know, get back with you through humour, or was he completely insane?
No, very insane, very serious. I think during that time he was a little intoxicated.
Yeah. Ed captured that spirit, so to speak.
So, yeah. And once he kind of came to it, I think he realised what he'd said, but it was a bit too late.
No, way too late for that, Cara. Well, you're free now.
Free.
You were actually in a relationship with him for 4 years, though, weren't you?
Well, yeah, that was a big mistake, wasn't it?
That isn't it. Well, earlier
We're talking about Cara talking to people who stayed in relationships with someone that they weren't happy with for years, and this was you as well.
How many years were happy out of the four?
Oh, look, you know,
Looking back on it, probably a couple.
All right, well, half.
Probably thought it was longer than it was, but, you know.
Well, you did well, Kari. You're out now. Well played.
And you've got yourself what?
$500 cash. Well done.
Oh, no, thank you.
You are welcome. If you've got something similar to that, you've got the messages, screenshot them and send them through to us on Facebook.
We should go on tour.
Yeah, look,
guys. Just a two-person show. Seriously, we should. What about a night, guys, where we perform these live, we learn them and do them in a theatre? All right, that's it.
And what are the tickets?
$200.
What, for charity? It's got to be for charity.
Mine
is... We'll have a hope of selling a ticket.
I'm paid. Yours is for charity.
No, mine's always for charity, mate. I mean, half goes in tax anyway.
Yes.
So you remember that when you buy tickets to my show?
Yep.
That a lot of it goes to build a hospital.
You're listening to Husey and Ed.
So when we come back, I'm just going to give you an inkling of what one of my dogs did today. And, just need some. We're going to need to have a think, a ponder.
Uh-oh. Is the dog's position in the family?
Well, should it be? Should it be in question?
Ooh.
All right. Find out next. Husey and Ed.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Is a dog's place in the home in question?
Yeah, hallway incident this morning. So, bit of rain about my house, and dogs didn't want to go outside. They got opportunity to go outside because there's a doggy door, and they both can use it. You know, one of them can't work out how to get back in the doggy door. The older one, he's got a phobia about going in a doggy door.
Look, I can't speak to that. Yeah.
So, but who left the present in the hallway? Was it Bubbles or was it Barkley? Was it Bubbles? Don't know. Bubbles is a new dog.
How new?
Bubbles I've had for 2 years now, I think. Do you reckon 2 years, Bubbles, Sarge? 2 years?
2 years, yep.
Yeah. Turned up on Hughes, we have a problem. Was meant to go to an audience member who wasn't allowed to have a dog in her block of flats.
Yeah, so you took it.
And
it was easier than...
I accept she, on the night, she said, take that dog. What a great problem solver you are and this show is.
Or you could have bought the block of flats.
Well...
Do you allow pets in your block of flats?
I don't know, actually.
That is a...
Wonder if I do.
What a great sentence.
Wonder if I do.
Does Husey allow... Can we find that out tomorrow? Does Husey allow pets in the block of flats that he owns? You allow labs, yeah?
No, I encourage...
Labs.
You know what? I want the...
Not Labradors, you know what I mean.
No, keep it legal.
Yeah.
Make money however you can, but keep it legal. Keep it legal.
Big
but
sign
get
up.
The rent paid.
Husey says with his face, Husey says,
rent.
Keep it legal, pay the rent.
Anyway, when we come tomorrow, we're going to discuss pets.
If you're ready to get rid of that dog, I couldn't be happier for you.
Which one, though? Let's Bubbles or Barkley?
Well, there may be no way to split
them.
No,
I won't get rid of either, but some people probably do. We want to hear about the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, on pets. We'll do that tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
All right, until then, listen to the podcast, download the Hit app, and we will see you there.
Your wife likes the podcast.
She loves the podcast.
We've made it all the way to the end of the Husey and Ed catch-up. But don't worry, there's plenty more episodes to catch up on. Download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Whether you play netball, rugby, football or soccer, The Athlete's Foot has the perfect fit for all sports for the whole family. Shop in-store or online at theathletesfoot.com.au.